Λοπογκοσιώθηκα, φέστελε.
Final question about the accordion. So my dad used to play one, and it had, you know, like keys, like keyboard on one side, and then the I don't know, the chords or the something. But it was like, it weighed like a ton. It was super heavy. So are they still that heavy?
Yes, they're heavy, and I have some hidden power.
Yes, you do, because you probably have muscles, but I mean, you're anyway.
Yeah, they are the concert accordions, and the ones your dad played also is a chromatic concert accordion, but it has a piano keyboard instead of buttons. That depends on the country, which is more popular. In Finland, it's more with the buttons, but yeah, they are quite heavy because it has a lot of like systems inside and lots of reeds and. Yeah, it's a heavy instrument to carry, and the size, the bigger, the heavier, I guess.
Wow, yeah. Well, yeah, you're a strong woman in every way. So Hitler, like, did you study like singing somewhere or?
Well, of course, in the global music studies a little bit, but before that, I have. Yeah, learned through my family. My mother is a musician, Ulla Pirtjärvi, and so I've learned the traditional joikking through her. And also, when I was young, we had very good music teacher in elementary school who was very inspiring and motivating us to make our own music when we were teenagers. And I think that got the fire on in me burning, and and somehow the music took me with it.
No, it sounds amazing. And so were you, did the festival pair you up with Sinoy today? Or did you, was that arranged by the festival? Or did you?
Oh, no, definitely that was arranged by the festival. And I think that's the way it works in Canada, in these folk festivals, that they just pair artists and they put them on the stage without any time to prepare or to no sound check even, which is a nice surprise always for the sound designer, sound engineers, I guess, to handle that situation. But yeah, it's a very exciting concept that only exists here, I think. Mm. Yeah, we got to hear the others for the first time when they started playing on stage. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, I this is my second festival, and the last one I think was 3 years ago, you know, because of COVID and all that. But a band from Guadalajara, my city, came, and they also were paired with a couple of others, and it sounded really, really nice. Like it was a party up there, just like you did today. Like, you know, and then Chinoy and your voices were like mixing like perfectly, and then Witch Prophet. I mean. It was really, really nice. I enjoyed it a lot. It was super fun. Yes. Yeah, and you got us, you know, singing. Well, you got us singing. And then so that was pretty cool, yes. Yes.
Yeah, I think it went well. It was a nice experience.
It was so much fun. Yeah.
And how did you feel yesterday on your own, you know, concert set? Oh, a little bit of silence. That's not good.
I think we were the first band in this whole festival.
Oh,
kind of
I see.
And it was a bit rainy, but there were quite many people, even though it was rainy. So it was very nice, and they looked there having good. They were having good time. They were cozy, and
I was so surprised. Like I thought, because the weather was so bad and we were quite early on Friday, like people may be working still and, you know, all this. I thought like maybe nobody's coming, it's too early. But then there was like a lot of people there, and they were not like the rain didn't bother at all. They were just fully equipped and they stayed there the whole set and seemed to like it a lot. So I really had a good experience.
Is this your first time in Canada?
No, okay. I've been a few times.
And is this your first time in Vancouver?
No.
Okay, good. Yes, those notes are good.
Yeah.
So did you play here before, like either on a festival or on a, like a concert on your own, or in Vancouver, I mean?
Well, we played in this small festival called Accordion Noir in Vancouver. So we had like a gig in that, the Accordion Festival, and then we played one concert mostly for the Finnish community that live here. And then we played one in Victoria just over there.
I see. Yeah, I miss you at the Accordion Noir. I attend usually some of their.
Yeah,
you know,
we played there like 3 years ago.
Okay, so I definitely miss you there. So my apologies again for, you know, not being there, supporting the cause of Vilda. No, that's super nice. And so are you touring a little bit more here, or what's the plan in the next few days, weeks?
Tomorrow we're gonna have a day off and enjoy.
Well deserved.
We will have sauna. Finnish people will bring us to have sauna here. So nice.
Looking forward to tomorrow, and then we will head to Ottawa. We have two concerts there, three concerts on Tuesday and Wednesday, and on Thursday we'll be in Montreal.
And then we head to Calgary after that. Then that's it. That's our 3 weeks. It's been already. We are halfway through our tour.
No, that's super nice. No, you know, I was going to tell you about the rain. Like, I mean, it rains here 10 months of the year, so yeah, you will have people doing every kind of outside activity regardless of the rain, including concerts.
I like that.
And you were talking about the peculiar things, like, so besides the workshops, I think you know, first that people is always sitting down,
and then
you have like a standing, like, I mean, what can I tell you, this is Canada, I'm from Mexico, you know, we will be standing up and up in your face, you know, shouting, you know, whatever, you know.
Like, it's so funny there in the main stage. They have this sign saying that there's the lay down area and then the dancing area on the outside. But I kind of like that. You know, this festival days are so long, and if you want to hear 10 hours of music, maybe you just want to lay down actually and then like jump up in the evening and dance a bit at the final act or something. So I really like the style here, and I'm thinking if I ever lead a festival in Finland, I will adapt that.
There we go. Yeah.
I will just announce to people that bring your blankets and your chairs. Like, I think they custom made the chairs for festivals here in Canada because everybody seems to have this low.
Well, I guess they are beach chairs, whatever. But if you see the you know, the pamphlet, the of the festival, it has size. Like, it has measurements, like luggage,
on
the airplane.
Yeah,
it's 27 inches, you know, wide, and then whatever, and then, like,
the height of the
chest. The height, like, the width, and the, you know, the depth, whatever it is.
I'm going to do that one day, like, amazing.
Yes, I saw that. That's very interesting, but, you know, I mean, whatever.
And I think that's only Canada.
Canadians are very, you know, polite, and very polite and respectful, so... I think only in Canada we could do these kind of festivals, you know.
I think Finland, it would work, so we also like to stand on queue and like...
Yes. Or, you know, in Mexico we could be sitting down, but as soon as your first note hits, then we're up and dancing, you know, up the stage, and even with your kind of music, we're doing mosh pit and, you know, stage diving, it doesn't matter.
Looking forward for our first gig in Mexico one day.
Yeah. You know, they like metal a lot there. You know, there's quite a few Finnish bands that, you know, or Nordic bands, right? Well, I want to thank you very, very much for having the time to speak with me, with us here at Radio Alicia. It was great to meet you. Your music is amazing. So, I mean, I just read on the little biography that. So, do you have only one, or do you have how many albums do you have?
One album.
One, okay.
One very good one, so you should all get it.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So look for them. Look for Vilda, and you can see that they have been here before, so don't miss them again. And I want to thank you very much for being here with us. And yes, hopefully we can, you know, meet again someplace, sometime.
Hopefully. So, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
We are back live here at Radio Alicia, the only radio show with Spanish subtitles. And remember, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Today, broadcasting live in and in Technicolor from a non-disclosed location in the Olympic Village area. But originally we broadcast from the unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia. Yeah, today we are enjoying the sun outside by the water, like I mentioned in the beginning. So hopefully you're doing the same with a cold beverage in your hand. Okay, so we heard the an interview with Vilda, V-I-L-D-A, and also we listened to a couple of songs, and I hope I can pronounce this properly, because of course it's in either Suki, which is their one of their native languages, or in Finnish. So the first song we listened was Kinvielja, and the second one was Uts Joki Disco, both from their album Vilda Luta. And yeah, that was that. So what we're gonna do now is kind of follow the same format. So we're gonna play and chat with Golosa La Orquesta from Chile, and the first song we're gonna listen to is Voy Bajando Por La Quebra, which features Nano Stern. And then after that, we're going to listen to Por Qué Será, from their album Sobre la Ciudad. And in between them, we'll listen to our lovely chat that we had at the Vancouver Folk Fest. So I hope you enjoy it as much as I will. Remember, you listen to Radio Aliciana, I am El Doctor Misterio.
Este fuerte sentimiento que en el alma se me adora.
All right, this is El Doctor Misterio, and we are here at the Vancouver Folk Festival with a couple of members of Golosa La Orquesta. So why don't you guys introduce yourselves, please, to the world?
Hi, here is Gus from Golosa La Orquesta. I'm the guitar player.
Hello, I'm Nico. I'm the keyboardist. And we are very glad to have an interview with our brother here. Latin brother.
Latin brother, yeah. Latinos en la casa, carambas. Sorry, I should say carajo, not carambas. There you go. Latinos en la casa, carajo. So, yeah, anyway, but wait, yeah, don't worry about it. We'll do the Spanish interview for you, Casterio, in a little bit. So just wait for it. All right, so I guess let's start with the name, like Golosa La Orquesta, which I think can be loosely translated in English, like obviously orchestra, but like yeah, exactly. There you go.
A person who likes to eat, you know. It's an analogy. Golosa La Orquesta is an analogy for our passion, that is music, and to know every music in the world. You know, we are a world music band, so it's an analogy because we love to eat musics all over the world.
That's pretty good. And of course, yes, we should eat that every single day in large quantities. I agree. Music, you know, music is
from everywhere.
Food to the soul.
Food to the soul. For sure, for sure.
I said that to the children, you know, because the children listen all the time reggaeton and trap. They say, hey, guys, the music is like food. If you can imagine every day eat the same in the breakfast, in the dinner, blah, blah. No. Eat
different stuff.
That's... Yes. Okay, sorry. I'm gonna take the case out of my phone because I forgot to take it out. But you know, this is live radio, so everything we do here is, you know, has a reason. And there you go. So.
And then America.
Yes. That we will do that also in the Spanish. Sorry guys, but we're gonna talk about football in the Spanish interview, so don't miss it. Well, we might talk it here, yeah. So I cheer. I mean, I'm there. You know, Golosa La Orquesta is gonna give me crap because I cheer for a team that is from Mexico City and I'm from a different city. But anyway, so what cheers do you cheer for? What teams do you cheer for? I guess Colo Colo.
Yeah, no, I cheer for La Católica.
La Católica.
For music.
There you go. So that's okay. That's good, man. My little brother is like that. He has no idea about football or any other sports, and he doesn't care. And he's happy.
He doesn't suffer.
Exactly, yes. Yeah, that's why he looks the youngest of the three of us. He looks the youngest, the handsomest. We're like, we have gray hair. We're like, yes, wrinkles. It's all the passion, but the suffering. Anyway, so going back to Golosa La Orquesta. So how long have you been playing together?
10 years.
Oh, 10 years, okay.
10 years, yes, but we changed our formation, our crew, mm-hmm. And we are together now almost six years.
With the current formation.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And so who are still... Were you two the originals, or?
Oh, Goose.
The project is born when I have an idea to make an orchestra, really orchestra, with 15 musicians. Mm-hmm. And I found Hugo, the drummer. We are friends before. Yes. So I proposed the idea, and she said, okay, let's go. And then we need a violinist player, and then come Danka. And yeah, we are the three original members. And then come people to play as orchestra, you know. But then the project, it's developed in another ideas and new music. So we started to change to today. To today. So we play what you...
Yeah, I had a chance to see you. Not yesterday, but today. I had a chance to see... Yeah, I was at the jam, so... I was sorry to miss yesterday, but anyway, I couldn't be at the festival yesterday, so that's that. It's on me. I cried many minutes because I couldn't be here and watch you guys. So, how many members has been the maximum? Always five, or were there more before?
At first, we was 15.
Oh, wow.
As it was orchestra. A real orchestra.
Yeah,
a real orchestra. That's why it's called its name orchestra.
Yes.
But then, as I told you, it becomes in another band, you know?
Yeah. And I came and I bring...
And you fired everybody.
Everybody. And I bring the synthesizers and the sequences and the beats.
I can do trumpets. I can do... Yeah. We don't need anybody.
That's no joke. Nico play a lot of instruments, so they bring a lot of stuff. And every musician that... comes to the band,
contribute
his own, you know. And Nico have a lot of us in the back, you know. So he put a new sound in the band.
Yeah, we're working on it. We always talk that we are in a founding something, you know.
Mm.
Like the five of us are like, we are like a family, you know. So there are sometimes we have discussions, sometimes we love each other, sometimes we spread a lot of energy, and it's like a family, and we are like searching for the music, you know. So it's a really beautiful work that we do together, no?
What you said, we try to create our own sound, you know, yeah. Not another, no. Our song.
So no, it also starts like a tribute band, you know, to the Caribbean music in the 50s. And during the way, it becomes a band who do his own music, their own sound. We eat everything and we process that in our unique music, because that's what we do.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, that was going to be the next question, because I just heard a couple of songs from you, but it seems like, yeah, there's, you know, especially the violin, it seems to be like traditional of that kind of, you know, area, and maybe, I don't know if the era, but, you know, like, seems very, well, you know, very, I mean, I don't know a lot of South American or Chilean music, uh-huh, per se, but it sounds, you know, from that part of the world.
Yeah.
So would you describe it like that, what you play, like?
It's like this. We're based on the South American rhythms, in the con sur of the continent. It's Chile, Peru, Bolivia, Argentina. And we took the roots and we mix it up with the new harmonies and new sounds of the jazz and the rock. And we use some effects and synthesizers, and we just processed everything inside a, like a, I don't know, mini Pimer style.
Yes.
And do our own.
Yeah, the ninja, it. Or is it ninja juicer, whatever.
Ninja
anyway.
Juicer. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, and we learn too about all the music when we travel, you know. We share with a lot of musicians here in Canada or in Denmark or in Spain. Last tour in Spain or in Hungary, you share with another musicians and you try to learn about that, how they play, the harmonies, the culture, you know, and we try to put everything in our music.
No, that's awesome. Yeah, traveling, yeah,
is really important for us, you know. It's like an inspiration all the time when you are moving around the world and knowing different cultures and types of music and different people who cares about you. It's really beautiful, you know. It's really it's like food for the spirit, you know.
Yes, once more, yes, food, yeah, for the spirit. No, that's awesome. Is this your first time in Canada?
Yes.
And in Vancouver?
No, we can't say it's second time, because
oh, let me just tell you guys, Gus said no, and then Nico said yes, so watch out, okay, maybe we might have a fight here, so hold on, don't go anywhere,
no,
this is gonna be good, it's gonna be good, no, promise no. You.
It's terrible, the history, because it was in 2017, we had a tour in Denmark, in Europe, mm-hmm, so we fly to Copenhagen,
okay,
and we stop by plane, 12 hours in Toronto.
Wow.
12 hour waiting for another travel, you know. So we walk around the city, but only 12 hours. We don't know.
But I guess for like playing, this is the first time in Canada, yeah, and in Vancouver.
Yes,
Oh, that's great. That's awesome.
It's an awesome place. You know, we've been playing in the Island Folk Festival the just past weekend, and we are playing now in the Vancouver, and it's awesome. You know, the organization, the people, the guests, everything. It's so alive, and we're really motivated and happy to be here.
Yeah, the vibes are beautiful here. You can feel it.
Yes. Know?
Good people.
You're talking about me on the interview, right? Oh, so you mean the folk fest? Oh, sorry. Yeah, them too, of course. I mean, I'm here. Like, I, you know, I irradiate happiness like 7 kilometers around. It's
a big honor.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, big. Pretty big. I'm pointing at my belly right now, which is also, well, is where my aura is. So it has to be big. Yeah, this festival is really, really nice. Like the atmosphere is just amazing. And so what else are you playing more here in Canada, or what's
next weekend we will play in Mission Folk Fest.
Oh, the Mission, okay.
And that's Friday, and Saturday we play in a Suri Fusion Festival.
Oh, okay.
And then
we came back.
Suri Fusion, okay. So I think we might meet again on Saturday. We'll see.
Yeah, because,
Suri is close to here. So, well, I mean, it's like an hour and a half driving, but never mind. It's still closer than Mission.
Yeah.
Well, kind of, you know, it's in, anyway, doesn't matter.
It's in the way.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, it's here. I don't have to take a plane.
Yeah, that's good.
Can take a bus or car,
you
whatever.
Know, we are 10,800 kilometers far home.
There you go. Yeah. That's a great trivia fact.
Yeah, it's a trivia fact. Like 70 hours flying to reach Canada. Like,
wow.
We went from Santiago to Lima, then Lima to Mexico City, and Mexico City to Vancouver. So it was a long trip, but it was it.
Yes, perfect.